Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council this week gave approval to an expansion of two areas at Floyd Valley Healthcare. CEO Dustin Wright says this is an $8.2 million expansion of facilities at the hospital.
Yeah, maternal health will be the first phase of the project. And for us to be able to add that additional space for our team to continue to provide the highest quality of care and for the loved ones that are delivering at Floyd Valley, we think it's just going to be a great feature in addition to our organization.
The second part of the expansion will double the size of their laboratory. The estimated cost of the project is $8.2 million, paid for through hospital reserve funds. Construction would begin in the fall of 2024 and be completed by 2025. This harvest season has been marked by a number of equipment fires in Plymouth County. Lamar's Fire Rescue Chief Dave Shipper said a number of them were reported at sites spread across the county. The latest fires occurred on Monday. He says farmers are a big help in fighting these field fires in strong winds.
The nice thing for us this time of year is it's not as wet as in the spring, so we can get the bigger trucks in the fields as well as those little grass pickups and things. So that helps us. And we can't thank the farmers enough that have a disc ready or bring us a disc when we need one, because that's truly the best way to get those stopped is to turn the ground over and get dirt, because we just can't keep up with the fire equipment sometimes.
The largest fires Monday occurred near Westfield and west of Hinton in southwest Plymouth County. Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis will make a campaign stop in Lamar's next week. The Florida governor, who is one of the frontrunners for the GOP nomination, will be at the Wells Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor Monday at 10 a.m. DeSantis has trailed only former President Donald Trump in most polls during this campaign. This will be his third campaign trip to Iowa. DeSantis has pledged to campaign in every Iowa county leading up to the precinct caucuses early next year, and he estimates he should reach that goal by the end of this month. The DeSantis campaign also announced that they raised $15 million in the third quarter of fundraising leading up to the caucuses. Orange City residents chose their 2024 Tulip Festival court in a citywide vote on Wednesday. The court includes Rebecca Borsma, daughter of Joel and Angela Borsma, Mia Kalsbeek, daughter of Dean and Tina Kalsbeek, Avery Ketch, daughter of Reese and Christy Ketch, Kylie Kurtz, daughter of Vince and Lori Kurtz, and Ella Popma, the daughter of Joe and Gina Popma. A Queen's Tea and Pageant will take place next month to crown the 2024 Tulip Queen. The Queen and court will serve as ambassadors for the 83rd Annual Tulip Festival in May of 2024. Federal agencies sent out a message to all radios, TVs, and cellular phones Wednesday afternoon as a test of the nation's emergency alert systems. Tracy Bearden, 911 coordinator for the Polk County Emergency Management Agency, says at 1:20 p.m. all devices were sent the alert as a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System by the FCC and FEMA. Bearden says that the key takeaway should be that it's a good drill to make sure that this nationwide system works and a practice for an actual incident. While some of us may have been annoyed by the distraction, Bearden hopes they consider the virtues of this unprecedented test as a way to be prepared. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.